seconds. That was fun, I'm just going to say. I'm now going to hand over to Anthony, who's going to give a preach. And yeah, I've heard one of his preaches before, and they're usually really good. So, I'm just going to pray for him, so if we can all bow our heads now. Father, I thank you for Anthony and the gift you've given him, and I pray for confidence that he'll be able to speak well, and the words you've given him will really touch us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks, Jimmy. So, hi everyone. So, I'm Anthony. I'm 15, and I've probably been a Christian for about, I would say, I think 7 years. I think I was thinking of it down there. I think 7 years I've been a Christian. And today, I'm going to be speaking about love. Obviously, that's the theme today. So, I was thinking, because 2 weeks ago we were planning all this, and Luke said to us, you know, we're going to be doing a morning about love. And I'm thinking, and all of us are just look at Luke, and we just think to ourselves, what do you mean love? And I go to, and I just look at Luke, and I just go, what do you mean love, Luke? Because it's just, you know, asking teenagers to do a whole morning about love is a wee bit, a wee bit weird. But no offense, Luke, or anything. But anyway, so I was thinking about really what love really means, what that one word means. And I was really looking at, you know, the different types of love that you can find in our lives. And the main ones that I've found are, for example, the obvious one, relationships. So, for example, marriage or dating. The other one is friendships. So that's another popular one, obviously, in our society. Siblings, physical love, emotional love, and, you know, the list just goes on and on. So I was kind of thinking to myself, how am I going to make a whole preach about love? Do you know what I mean? I've been on this earth for 15 years, and I get asked to do a preach about love. So this is what I've got. So the first thing I want to do is I want to read a verse to you guys. So anyone who has a Bible, if you can just get it out. So it's 1 Timothy 1:14-15. Here it is for anyone that doesn't have a Bible. So the grace of our Lord was poured out on me abundantly, along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of who I am the worst. Now, in this verse, Paul, who, if you look at the history of the New Testament, Paul is pretty much, I'm not going to say the worst apostle, but he was pretty much the one that was the most, I guess, he was the one that kind of attacked the early church the most, because he was a Pharisee. So he attacked the church a lot, and his job was to end Christianity pretty much, obviously until he himself became a Christian. Now, he's writing to Timothy here, obviously that's why it's called 1 Timothy, but he's writing to Timothy and he says, the first part it says, which, I mean, I found this verse and it's a pretty short verse, but I think it's just good anyway, I think. So it says, these are the key words. So it says, the grace of our Lord overflowed for me with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. And then the second part goes on to say, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. Now, as I said before, Paul himself accepted, he says, I am the pretty much the worst sinner, you know, ever. And, you know, as Christians, I believe that all of us have sinned, all of us will sin. And kind of the main thing that I want to tell you guys today is that even though we believe in Christ and call ourselves Christians, it's not just about calling ourselves Christians, it's about actually living as Christians. I think, as I said, I became a Christian about 7 years ago, but I really, really started to get to know God about, I'd probably say, I started to get to know him about a year ago, and recently my journey has just gone from, you know, just coming to church to just fully believing in God, 100%. I mean, I know some people here will have the same experience as me, but I also believe that there are some people who don't have that yet. One of the main things is that everyone can have that relationship with God. It's not just people who, you know, God just picks specific people. It's everyone can have a relationship like that with God. So, you know, I think that God really showed us the real meaning of love, as it says here, when he sacrificed himself to save sinners. And, you know, although there's so much different types of love nowadays, especially nowadays, you know, love has kind of been twisted. You know, the word's been twisted. The actions of love have been twisted. So I think today that's really important in our times especially, you know, that we really know what love is. I mean, the fact that our God, you know, I've preached about this before where I've said that God literally gave his only son for us. And if you think about us, you know, we're honestly, even though Paul says, I am, you know, the least worthy to get that love, all of us are really, not worthy at all to get that love, to really receive that love. You know, it's not like when you're born, you suddenly deserve that love, you know, and that's it. It's really that all of us, you know, we don't deserve this love, but God gives us it anyway. And I'm not just saying to Christians or to people who, you know, believe and follow God, but I'm saying to everyone. So even, you know, people who don't believe in God, they still get God's love. But the important thing that I find with that is that, you know, even though everyone's kind of, I guess, got, you know, God's love, that doesn't mean everyone is going to accept that love. You know, same with our lives. Not everyone accepts, you know, the love that you give them. Or for example, any of you that have children here, which I can see quite a lot of children. So, but any of you that have children, you'll know that at some point in your life, you know, they've hurt you, even though you love them. You know, and you've probably hurt them as well. But with God, it's not like that. God's done nothing wrong to us, you know, to deserve the hate that we give him in our lives. I mean, with my personal experience, so I'm 15 now, but when I was probably about 12 and 13, I started dabbing a wee bit into things like smoking and drinking and stuff like that, and I guess lust and things like that. So, you know, because I felt a lot of pain in my life and I didn't feel like I had any love in my life, I guess, or that I didn't, you know, deserve any love or anything like that. And I just didn't realize that God really loved me. I mean, I started going to church when I was, you know, about 8 or 9. And, you know, I was told God loves you, but I just didn't really feel like I was shown that God loves me, really. Do you know what I mean? And so the first time I really experienced God was probably when I became a teenager, I think. And I remember going to a youth event where the stuff that you see is honestly crazy. I mean, tons of, you know, the first event I ever went to was PowerPoint. And you just saw, I think it's like 200 or 300 when I was there, 200 or 300 youth worshiping God. And out of those 200 or 300, you know, not all of them necessarily were Christians. But I mean, just people that didn't even believe in God at all. It was their first time, and they were worshiping God. I mean, it's honestly amazing seeing just that, I guess. And I think that's really the first thing that kind of opened my eyes. But then I just kind of left God aside, and I just kind of, you know, carried on until probably when I was about maybe turned 14. And that's when my eyes really got opened, I feel, because I remember I was still smoking and drinking and just doing what I did pretty much. And I remember I went to a youth festival, and I expected, it's funny because I expected everyone to know God apart from me. So I went there and I expected people to, you know, change my life and people to, you know, give me a good example, I guess. And I went there and I remember, I'm not going to say everyone that was there was, you know, was still, I guess, sinning or whatever. But there were certain people that I talked to that had the same problem as me. And when you really dug deep, all of them really had a problem with, they just didn't feel loved by God. They knew there was a God. I think everyone knows that there is a God. But they just didn't feel loved. And, you know, the stuff that they were doing, I met a few people who are doing drugs, who were just completely, broken like me. And just to see the pain that they had in their lives, that honestly just hit me so hard that I just, from that day, I just wanted to change myself. That doesn't mean I instantly changed. My life just went like that, no more problems. But what I'm saying is that just my perspective of life really changed. And I just really wanted to change people. And that's kind of where my journey began. I remember when my eyes got opened, I had a dream. Because I asked, because obviously I heard that, you know, God speaks to Christians. So I remember I prayed and I said, God, please just give me something so I know that you're there and that you actually care about me. And I got a dream that night, and it was like a nightmare, but it was, some parts of it were just good. I don't know how to explain it, but I remember it was a dream, something about me being some part of a war or something, and I was fighting this battle, and then at the end I won or something like that. I can't exactly remember, but I went and I had that, because it was a really long dream, and I had that, I had a Christian really pray about it and tell me what they thought it was. And I remember they said to me, they were completely shocked when they finished praying. They said to me, you know, Anthony, I feel like God's saying that you're going to be a preacher, and he doesn't want you to just be a preacher. He wants you to be really, really impactful, really, you know, telling people your experiences and really sharing it with them and honestly changing lives by me. And I just felt like God was really, you know, obviously I didn't really know what a preacher was at that time, but I just kind of really, you know, I accepted that, and I said to myself, you know, okay, let's see if God can do it. If God's so powerful, he can do it then. And I remember my first time I ever preached, I was so nervous, and I started preaching, and I was shaking while I was preaching, and I was like, God, you can't use me. I was like, I've seen all these preachers that, you know, my mum watches online or whatever, these American preachers, you can use them, but just not me. I was like, you can maybe bring one of them to Scotland or something, just not me, okay? And I remember I just kept getting chances to preach. And the more I do it, I always feel like I always get something back from that. And it's not something physical that I get back from that, but it's honestly, I feel like there's always a change in people. And that's kind of what really drives me. Like some people, you know, they think that when you're up here, you know, you're all confident and stuff and you're able to preach. But honestly, it is, I still have stage fright, extreme stage fright. But whenever I go up to preach, it just completely just goes. Do you know what I mean? And it's the only person I can think of that does that. is Jesus. See what I mean? I mean, it's just crazy. The amount of change that God can really put into us and just completely change our lives. And, you know, the love that he's really given to us, as I said at the start, just the love that he gives into us. He doesn't just give it to us because he doesn't want anything back. He gives it to us because I feel like he really wants a relationship with us. And he really wants to get, I guess, fruit from that, from what he gives. And I just want to tell you guys, the last thing I just want to tell you guys is that, you know, God's love is, I don't know how many of yous, you know, believe in God and how many of yous, you know, have a real relationship with him. But I just believe that God's love is the most powerful love you will literally ever get in your life. And our lives are really short. So a love that strong in our lives is just the most important thing that we will probably ever receive in our lives. And, you know, God wants to have a relationship with us. It's like anyone who loves us wants to have a relationship with us. But there's kind of a catch, because we need to have a relationship with him for it to work. You know, it's kind of like if, for example, have you guys ever heard of, you know, when a telephone wire breaks and you can't call anyone? It's kind of like that, where it works both ways. You can't just cut off the telephone wire and then expect to call someone. Do you know what I mean? You know the house phones that you get? You can't expect to call someone. It just doesn't work. And I feel like, you know, that's our relationship with God is like that. And that as Christians, we can't just call ourselves Christians and then just live however we want. We actually have to live in a Christian example and show other people what it's like to be a Christian and the impact it has on our lives. Now, if we could just all bow our heads, I'm just going to pray for the last little bit. So, God, I just thank you very much for today's morning, that you gave us youth the opportunity to just speak about you, God, and about your love, and that you just gave us an opportunity to really share our opinion and our relationship with you, God. I just pray that you would honestly give everyone here an amazing day today, and that everyone here would just be impacted by God's love. Amen.
I don't know about you, but I thought that was amazing. So, yeah, just invite the band up. Ocean.